over many, many hours. It contains ideas that have literally taken years to come to fruition. This has involved hours and hours of negotiation, checking politics and egos at the door, and those willing to speak being given an opportunity to be heard. Even so, it's not a perfect bill, and no legislation is. Importantly, however, Michiganders will soon be able to give up one We're Number One title they never wanted, that of the most expensive car insurance in the country. Over the years that I've been traveling across the state to try to change this terribly broken system, I've heard so many stories that had largely gone untold. I stand here today to ask for a yes vote for one senior who had to sell the last car he would own in his lifetime. Not because he couldn't afford the car, he owned it, but because he couldn't afford the insurance. And with his fixed income, we, that's us the lawmakers, made him choose between his medicine that he truly needed to live or his freedom, that car. Freedom lost. While I have no expectation he'll buy another car even when we fix this, perhaps we can keep this story from repeating itself. There was the story of the kids from the alternative ed high school that just wanted the same opportunity their peers had to join the robotics team, but their school didn't offer one. A nearby school did. They would have liked to have been a part of that, but they would have had to drive to get there. They could scrape together enough money to get the vehicle to drive there, but they couldn't buy the insurance, and they didn't dare drive without it. At a time when kids are getting college scholarships based on the robotics activity, this represents a terrible missed opportunity for them. A yes vote on this bill may yet give them that opportunity. There was the foster parent recruiter who explained to me that there were many parents whose children had become a part of the foster system who, though they were making every effort to correct the behavior that created the problem in the first place, were in danger of losing their children due to not making the mandatory parent visit meetings due to a lack of transportation. If they miss enough of those meetings, parental right termination proceedings begin. Making a base rate of affordable insurance for them begins to make it affordable, and they can start to make those meetings. I have story after story of Michiganders like these who are harmed by the system we currently have, some who were auto-injured and many who are just everyday drivers trying to follow the law. We now have a chance to make this system more affordable while still helping those that need it, and this bill does just that. We can offer people a choice like they have in every other type of insurance they purchase. We can stop taking away the last years of freedom for our seniors, and we can stop taking away the prospects for our kids. We can work and make it possible for all Michigan citizens to have reasonable auto insurance that provides coverage levels that they need at a price that they can afford. I want to thank all of you who have worked so hard to make this possible. And colleagues, I ask you to join me in supporting Senate Bill 1 for the citizens of Michigan on this monumental day.